We're back.
Hooray.
On the boat. With everybody's favorite episode. Tell them what it is, Colby.
Top five Julia Roberts movies.
Yep.
Pretty Woman.
Runaway Bride.
I've never seen Pretty Woman.
I've never seen a Julia
Roberts movie. Aaron Brockovich. Those are the only three I know. Charlie Wilson's War and
my favorite
Sausage County, USA.
August Sausage County is my favorite Julia Roberts movie.
Never seen a Julia Roberts movie all the way through.
Oh, I thought you were going to say. You've seen Hook.
Ah, true. Okay. Okay.
That actually is probably my favorite Julia Roberts
movie.
That is
definitely my favorite Julia Roberts movie.
That's Charlie Wilson's War, probably my favorite, and it's not because of her.
Well, Hook's not because of her.
No. I'm a big fan of Tinkerbell.
Not
anyway.
There.
So, it's not that at all. What is it, Colby?
Why I hate the Oscars.
And why I wish I could break up with the Oscars.
Yeah.
They're the eggs.
And why the Oscars didn't make me as angry this year as they normally do. But with still plenty of anger.
Oh, yeah.
I wish I didn't care. What the Oscars thought?
No, I don't know. For me, the Oscars are my Super Bowl. I have to be honest.
I know, and that it's that way with me, and I wish that it wasn't. I wish that it didn't affect me the way it does, and I didn't take things so personally from it.
But I do.
See, I don't guess I do.
I do.
I have for years.
I mean, it offends me, but it's always going to offend me at this level, and like I don't go.
I'm like, one year they can get it right. Like, one year, the stars will line up, and they'll get it right and do the right thing.
Since I started watching the Oscars, it has happened one time.
What was that one time?
That was when The Departed won for Best Picture, and Scorsese won for Best Director. Because The Departed is one of my five favorite movies ever.
Right.
And it was the best movie that year. Every other year besides that year has been, I get angry.
I'm trying to think.
Well, okay, and you know what? The year Argo won, I was okay with Best Picture. Still ticked about Best Director. Ang Lee, are you kidding me?
Man
ruined the Hulk.
By the way, I just met a girl who is in the Hulk.
Liv Tyler?
Jen Gottsen.
Where did you meet this thing
in Tallahassee I was at. I kind of like this conference thing.
Who else did you meet there?
I met a guy. This is a true story. I met a guy who it just got a publishing deal with Sony and is going to be writing music for like Katy Perry and Justin Bieber.
What?
I met a Los Angeles agent. I met some cool folks.
Why didn't you call me and Colby up there? We would have just pitched Tower Kings.
Because it was, I don't know. So I'll explain all that later. But anyway.
Can we go on Shark Tank and just pitch an idea?
Yeah.
But for a TV show.
Has anybody ever pitched a TV show?
Or a movie?
Brothers-in-Law.
I'm telling you.
Brothers-in-Law is a hit.
It is
a hit. I will say Brothers-in-Law would be a hit. We'll have another episode for that.
Yeah.
So we sure hate the Oscars. Okay, back to that.
Has there been a year that it has satisfied you?
The first year I got into the Oscars, Slumdog Millionaire won, and I loved that movie. And Danny Boyle won Best Director.
I was okay with that.
I love that movie. That's a favorite film of mine. So that was really cool. I'm trying to think. I mean, let's see. The year The Artist won, I was very much rooting for The Descendants.
Yeah. We watched that together, didn't we?
We did. We watched The Artist and The Descendants together. All three of us went to see The Descendants, and you and I went to see
The Oscars together, right? Didn't we watch The Oscars together?
Yeah, we did.
At good old Mimi's house.
That was at Mimi's house. Does Mimi live at Mimi's house now?
Yes, she does.
That's almost upsetting for us, isn't it?
Was that the Franco Hathaway year?
No.
Who hosted that?
I didn't watch McFarlane with y'all.
No,
I didn't watch
McFarlane was the next year.
No, but
Ellen was last year.
Right.
It was the year before we moved to Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. And I remember because everyone was like, Billy Crystal did an amazing job. And I'm like, oh, okay. It existed.
Yeah, looking back, I was rooting for Slumdog. And Curious Case of Benjamin Button, I really liked
that movie, too. I knew it wasn't going to win, but that's the first year I seriously got into the Oscars was that year. And the year before was Departed, right?
2 years before was The Departed. Departed was 07.
What was the year before that?
Year before that was...
Hang on.
No. But I know this.
I know this.
I do too.
Okay, so... Oh, No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men. Ugh.
No, and see, in that year I was mad, but okay with it because I liked it and There Will Be Blood. But I was rooting for There Will Be Blood.
No Country for Old Men. I hate it.
But I was also more familiar with the Coen stuff, so I was rooting for them for Best Director, but There Will Be Blood for...
The year I've been angriest, most definitely, was the year that, like, Beasts of the Southern Wild was nominated. That was that last year?
Two years ago.
Yeah. That was the worst. That was terrible. What won that year? I think
that was Argo.
That was Argo.
Okay, the winner was... I mean, I liked Argo. I didn't hold it against Argo for winning. It wouldn't have been my pick. I don't remember what would have been my pick.
Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
That was yours. Yeah, that was what you championed.
Yes, but I would have given the Oscar to Lincoln. Loved Lincoln.
See, looking back, I can see best... I'm looking at the best pictures for every year, and I can agree with a lot of them, actually.
No, well, okay, I started watching in 06. That was the year Crash won. That was the first year I watched, and that was because Joaquin Phoenix was nominated for Walk the Line, and that was my favorite movie
that
I had seen, like, period, at that point in my life, probably.
You know, that is not my favorite movie.
Looking back on it now, it's not, but I still, it holds a special place to me.
Right.
Because
okay.
Johnny Cash is my favorite.
Right.
I love Johnny Cash. And Joaquin killed it and will forever be one of my favorite actors because he played that part so well.
Okay. Anyway, that's really neither here nor there as far as my opinions of that movie. But keep going. I interrupted your Oscar experience.
But yeah, no, that year was the year Crash won, and that's when it started for me. That's whenever the Oscar loathing began.
See, I can remember watching it, but I don't remember caring.
Started caring.
Because most of the time I didn't know what movies... Well, I remember when Crash won, and I remember not knowing what crap Crash was.
Here's how I got into the Oscars. The year...
I'll tell you when it was. I know when I got it. When I watched it and cared. 2004. Return of the King.
Oh, I was about to say, yeah, that's your Return of the King.
I was fairly unaware of the... I mean, I knew they existed,
I definitely
remembered
that one winning and thinking, hey, I'm glad that won.
Yeah, I know.
And that was about it.
Yeah.
Now, No. The year No Country for Old Men was nominated was the first year I became, like, significantly aware. The first year I cared was Slumdog Millionaire. And the reason I got into the Oscars was something
went after No Country.
The Reels Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Because they really, like, heavily covered the Oscars, and I loved Reels Channel. I loved all their shows. They just, like, talked about movies, and I loved it.
Well, the year No Country...
And that really helped me get into movies in a serious way, too, was Reels Channel.
The year No Country won was a killer year, looking back on it, because that year was... No Country, There Will Be Blood. Michael Clayton is the oddball of the group. But you also had Atonement and Juno. That was the year of Juno.
I mean, I would have been on Team Juno, but I'm not saying Juno should have won Best Picture either. I mean, it would have won my Best Picture, but I'm understanding why it did not. Atonement is a interesting film. I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
In its own way.
It is different.
It's a different kind of movie. But I like Joe Wright a lot. He's directed some good ones. Do you ever see Hannah with Saoirse Ronan?
No.
That is one of those underrated that kind of fell through the cracks, but that's a seriously good movie. Also, fun fact, Joe Wright is the man responsible for the new Peter Pan live action with, like, Hugh Jackman and other people who I don't remember right now. Like, Garrett Hedlund is in it.
I still think the weirdest Best Picture nomination of the last 10 years was The Blind Side.
It was weird, but I kind of get it.
I don't get it. That is...
No,
the
I like
opposite.
That movie.
I do too.
But in no way did I think Oscars.
No,
Best
and,
Picture.
And even... True. Okay. Even... I like Sandra Bullock. I thought she did a good job in that movie of playing, like, a Southern woman. And there it is. Did she deserve an Oscar? I mean, she won for that and didn't win for Gravity, which is just the weirdest thing in the world. But that was a weak year for actresses.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had Helen Mirren.
Good.
The Last Nation. You had Carey Mulligan for An Education. Gabourey Sidibe for
Precious.
And then Meryl Streep for Julie and Julia.
An Education was a really fantastic movie that year.
Did not see.
I would've.
That was one of the few. I think that might have been the only Best Picture nomination I did not see.
That would have been.
Here's a fun fact. Since 1999, I have seen 4 Best Picture winners.
I think I've seen them all.
Really?
The Best Picture winner?
I mean, I'm not surprised if you have.
It's
but.
From 99, it's Shakespeare in Love, American Beauty, Gladiator, A Beautiful Mind, Chicago, Return of the King, Million Dollar Baby, Crash, The Departed, No Country for Old Men, Slumdog Millionaire, The Hurt Locker, King's Speech, Artist, Argo, 12 Years Later.
The only one I have not seen is the first one you said.
Shakespeare in Love?
Yeah.
I have seen Argo, No Country for Old Men, The Departed, Return of the King.
No, I'm trying to. Okay, let me find. Let me get my list up of the winners. I want to see how many.
You haven't seen Million Dollar Baby?
Nope. I've also not seen Million Dollar
Baby.
I've
never seen Gladiator.
What?
I've seen Gladiator. I've seen Gladiator. I saw Gladiator fairly recently.
Oh. That might have been the first. That was one of the first R-rated movies I saw.
Now I'm trying. Okay, you said since 99?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have seen.
I've seen more Best Picture winners from previous.
I've seen Gladiator. I've never seen A Beautiful Mind, which I know is terrible. I've seen Chicago.
I love Beautiful Mind.
Lord of the Rings. Crash. No Country. Slumdog. I did not see Hurt Locker. King's Speech. Artist. Argo. I did not see 12 Years. Okay, so I've seen nine since 99.
Since 1991, there are 2 movies that have won Best Picture that I haven't seen.
What are they?
That is The English Patient and Shakespeare in Love.
Do you saw 12 Years a Slave?
Yeah.
I didn't know you saw that.
Yep. We DVR'd it. We watched it together as a family.
See, that's a good family film.
Yeah.
Like, how'd you feel about 12 Years?
I get it. Like, if I had a vote last year, yeah.
Dude,
it would have won. It is an unfunny Django, but it is. There's much more to the story than I realized going in.
Okay,
and it'll
kill you.
Get a little dusty. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Get a little dusty, or I did.
All right, we need to kind of get into this.
Yeah, we are.
Since we just did that,
we did 10 minutes on.
It's okay. This is our life.
You know,
it's what we do.
Even though we hate the Oscars, our Oscars, the floaties, are going to be good.
Oh, man.
They're going to be
really
good.
I have some randos on my list this year.
You don't even know. I've got some out there ones.
I've got my solidified list right here.
I can't watch any more movies from 2014.
I downloaded John Wick, and I'm not going to watch it until we do the floaties, just because I do not need to.
That was a Keanu Reeves movie that was apparently pretty well received, and I was very happy for him. He needed
that's the only
that.
Reason I downloaded it.
You did like, have you watched The Equalizer?
Yes,
I haven't, but my parents did.
They said it was good. It is not near as good as Walking on the Tombstones.
Okay,
no, not even the same ballpark.
Well, see, that's I know. And
if you're looking for Walk Among the Tombstones with Denzel.
I didn't expect it. I heard it was good, though. But, no, I'm pending right now. I've got my list pending Birdman and Blue Ruin. I've seen 10 minutes of Birdman, half of Blue Ruin. So.
All right. So, let's just kind of go through, and we're going to take this. I guess we'll start with Best Picture. Just talking around. Okay.
Let's do it.
Our Best Picture nominations. All right, and we'll also say if we've seen them or not. American Sniper, nope.
Yes.
Birdman,
yes.
Nope.
Yes,
partially.
Have seen.
Boyhood,
yes.
Nope.
Nope.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes.
That's a big nope for the whole table.
I have not, no.
Imitation Game, want to, but nope.
Heard it was good.
I've heard it was good. It feels like homework, and I just can't get myself to know it.
Is it a very long movie?
I don't know.
No, I think it's like 2 hours.
Selma.
I may try to squeeze it.
No. Maybe. I do want to see Selma.
I really want to see Selma. I really want to see
and
it.
And that's the weirdest movie of the season, like, because I feel like that should be up for every award, and it isn't.
Which I feel like probably says something about the movie. That's why I'm curious to see it. I'm like, is this going to be as great as... And also, just being honest here, Is it a little bit of 12 years backlash?
Is it like a 12 years? Is it a little bit of fatigue from just we've had this? This is good.
Well, okay, and like it's just been such a heavy year for racial issues in the United States. Like, are we all just almost like physically worn out? And that's not saying that that's right or good or that I don't know. I'm just saying like is that to an extent what has happened?
I've read different things about it. Like, there was a big backlash when the nominations come out that the director of Selma didn't get a nomination. It's a female director.
And that the guy who played MLK did not get a nomination.
But even more than him, it was about the director. And I heard a bunch of people who were like, I can't believe just because she was a woman of color directing this movie that she didn't get a nomination. But then I also read where people said it would almost be more racially insensitive to just hand her the nomination. Yeah. Because she is a woman of color who directed this movie.
It would be more racially insensitive. I think, here's the one thing. Because the Oscar system, it's a complicated system to get nominated.
There's a lot of politics.
I think that you can't just say, like, racism was the reason. I think that it happens all the time that movies fall through the cracks. I think that probably all the voters for the Oscars were like, oh, well, the Lego movie will be nominated for Best Animated Feature. And then it just felt like this weird thing happened and it didn't happen. I don't think the Academy purposefully did that. I think that things fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
In a weird system.
Well, it's when you look at those, I guess those kind of American, the unifying movies that are supposed to be like big uprisings. We had one that was a little bit bigger than Selma.
We did.
Substantially bigger than Selma. American Sniper crushed it at the box office.
Well, it crushed everything. That's been a sensation like I haven't seen it in a while.
It's now the third highest grossing movie that came out in 2014.
Yeah.
Which is insane. It's only behind The Hunger Games and Guardians of the Galaxy. It's above Transformers domestically.
Praise Jesus.
How crazy is that?
I know. I need to see that movie.
Yes, you do.
All right. Okay, so Selma, Theory of Everything. I can't make myself sit through a movie about Stephen Hawking. I'm sure it's brilliantly done.
Yeah, and I really like Eddie Redmayne.
I do too.
I'll probably watch it one day.
I'll watch it eventually. I just can't.
Yeah. It's homework. Again, it's...
Yeah, right now it's homework.
It's not a contender. Like, just for me, it's not a serious Oscar. No. I won't even see it because it's not a serious Oscar contender to me.
What's Whiplash?
Yeah, what is that movie?
So
that's the movie about the car wreck, right?
Yeah. So far, we have 3 nominations that are biopics. American Sniper, Selma, Theory of Everything.
And Imitation Game.
Imitation Game.
4
biopics out of 8 nominees?
9.
8 or 9 this year.
No, it's 8, isn't it? 1, 2, 3.
I heard they had like 2, 5, 6.
It's 8. A little crazy though.
50% biopics.
So is it going to be Vote for the Man, not for the movie? Like, is that the new?
Yeah, apparently.
Is that?
Hasn't that always been the thing?
I guess.
Is that new?
Yeah.
Okay, so opinions. Here's the deal. I don't hate this list. There's not a movie on here that I'm like, that's ridiculous that was nominated.
No.
The one out of here that I just probably really won't ever see would be Grand Budapest Hotel. But I don't hate that it was not. It doesn't bother me that it's nominated.
You have to have that one movie every year, just like that.
Wes Anderson, and we might have talked about this on an earlier episode, I'm not sure. Wes Anderson, nobody else does what he does.
No.
He makes a different kind of movie he makes a visual spectacle.
He and Spike Jonze are the only two people who are in that.
Yeah. But they're also on opposite ends of that. They're different.
But they got this niche.
They do.
Of hipster film.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I picture Wes Anderson wanting to make this movie just because he liked what the bellhops wore in the 1930s.
Well, I was reading something from Moonrise Kingdom, which I haven't seen and want to, where he creates this elaborate house with all these, for like the girls' room, and it's super crazy elaborate, and they used it for like 30 seconds in the movie or something.
Yeah.
But he didn't care. Like, he had to create that super elaborate thing because he needs too, which...
It's impossible for him to tell a story that is just central on one, like, just hyper-focused on one character.
Right.
He can't do it. I don't think he can do it.
And I kind of appreciate that he does something different than other people are doing. So, good for you. Do what you do. But besides that, so I'm not mad about that one. Everything else, like, I can see it. I think these are all probably good movies in their own way. Shall I move on to actor?
Well, hold on. Okay. So what do you think has the least chance of winning?
Whiplash.
Yeah, I was going to say Whiplash.
But there are several on here that we know aren't going to win.
I was going to say Budapest.
Budapest is not going to win.
But what's crazy is it has picked up a lot of steam lately. It has been winning a lot of stuff, and it doesn't make sense.
How crazy would it be if that's a Comeback picture?
I would be irate.
I'll be ticked.
Because I've seen Whiplash and 10 Minutes of Birdman, and I know that 10 Minutes of Birdman
Okay, also, if we're
better.
Talking about a movie that is apparently a visual spectacle, I think Birdman does also do the trick.
Yes.
I haven't seen it, but, I mean...
Well, okay. So... So, visual spectacle, you got Birdman, and then you've got Budapest, and then if you want to just go for achievement, you've got
Boyhood.
And right. Now, what's crazy is Birdman is a movie about a guy who thinks he is doing what Boyhood actually does. If you follow where I'm going.
Okay.
Which makes this whole thing crazy. I don't know how they're going to vote. I would have bet money on Boyhood a month ago, but now I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the fact that... And they both took home the Globe, so it's like, how do you... You can't even rely on the Globe winner.
Nah. No, but
because
like,
they were in different categories.
The Directors Guild Award went to Alejandro. Crazy. Yeah. The Producers Guild went to Birdman. But then also, there's always the weird year where some political movie comes out about a real-life character,
mm-hmm.
and then it winds up cleaning up at the Oscars.
I don't think American Sniper is that movie.
I don't think it is, because I think it's too right-winged.
I think it's too... Yeah. It's too right-winged. And also, if you look on, like, you know, the tomato meter and stuff, it doesn't... It has, like a 70 or an 80-something.
Yeah, but... There have been movies in the past that won with that, like Forrest Gump.
Or Avatar.
It
did not win, but it almost did.
Crash, I think, had like a 78.
Good.
Yeah. So there have been examples of years where the spectacle movie loses to that. Like
every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Well... There's a movie particularly missing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
If we're talking visual spectacle here.
We're talking just sheer scope.
I can't even... Gravity gets all the nominations.
Oh.
But you can't give one to Chris.
They might as well... they expanded the field of nominations to 10 because of Christopher Nolan. It was because of him. And he's had one movie of the next three that he's put out that got the nomination.
Which was the right one to get the nomination, in my opinion. Okay, I would not have been mad at all had Interstellar got a nomination. I'm also not that mad that it didn't, as you can tell from our Interstellar episode. That's definitely been considered a snub for Best Picture.
But
somebody thought Wild was a snub for Best Picture. I don't.
I mean, I get the movies they got. You got two slots open.
Right. That's the thing.
Put Interstellar. They will never give.
Well, but no, it goes. But it goes back to again. It's a weird comp. The fact that it was only 8 and not 10. It's because it's a weird process. Like you have to get a certain number to get in.
You have to get a certain number of first place votes.
Right.
To make the final 8, and so it did.
And because I can't, for most people, Interstellar is not going to get the first place vote.
I know that.
But then again, you look a couple years ago, like, who put Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close on their first place?
That was called cheating. Like, that, like, there's no doubt in my mind that was cheating. Yeah, that was rigged. Like, somebody knew somebody, and that happened. 100%.
No, we gotta trust in the Academy.
Yeah.
They make the right decision.
So, all right, are we gonna do it on here? We're gonna pick what we think our winner is gonna be.
For me, it is a 2-horse race. Like yeah. I said,
okay. It's Birdman and Boyhood. But if you have to pick,
that's
one of the two is gonna clean up the night.
I think so you too. I think they're gonna be early indicators.
Yeah.
See, I'm kind of flip-flopped on them because I think if Boyhood wins picture,
and they get director wins.
The button. Yeah. Because they're both crazy. Like,
well, I don't think I think normally it tends to swing one way or the other.
Boyhood's just a crazy idea.
Yeah.
And it's a crazy, crazy direction. I would say probably Birdman's the better film just from what I can tell, just by looking at it.
Well, if it were up to me, like, I would give Birdman Best Picture and Director to Linklater for Boyhood just because, like, you filmed a movie over 12 years.
Exactly.
Like, what a crazy, crazy leap you took, because anything could have happened.
I feel, when it comes down to me thinking about the voters for the Oscars,
yeah,
I'm going to give it to Boyhood.
I see. When I think in the minds of the voters, I think Birdman, because it's a movie about the entertainment business, mm-hmm. and that is what has won the last several years.
Okay.
I agree. I think.
I mean, it's so finitely.
I think it could be one of the closest votes. Like,
which my fear is, I'm like, do they cancel each other out?
Yeah.
Does it go to Grand Budapest Hotel?
I do think Budapest has the third best chance of winning.
I could, yeah.
What else? Maybe. Like, I just don't think that American Sniper is going to pick up enough. And the other movies, like Theory of Everything and Imitation Game, cancels itself out, I think.
I won't be that mad if Budapest wins. I just don't care. If it wins,
I'll have to watch it.
I'll be mad. I'll be mad. Fighting that.
I try not to be mad about movies I haven't seen. That's my goal, is try not to be mad. Because I was not mad 12 Years a Slave one. I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave.
Right. I want to watch it. Good. I really want to watch it.
It doesn't look like a movie that I would ever watch a second time.
No.
But
it might be the best movie I never want to see again.
Yeah, yeah. And so if Grand Budapest wins, I'm sure that I would appreciate certain things about Grand Budapest. I'm sure I would.
I'll have to watch
it. I'm looking at a bunch of still shots of it.
It'll cause me to do something I haven't done since the King's Speech one, which is going on a full-on Facebook rant about the Oscars. And I haven't done it since the King's Speech one.
I love the King's Speech.
You know what it beat that year?
Social Network.
What's that same? Yeah, and Inception. Social Network and Inception.
We all knew Inception was going to win.
But no, I read about why Social Network should have won and why both of them should have lost to Interstellar. But
you could argue with me. You could tell me every one of those movies deserved to be Inception, and it's not going to change my opinion one way or the other.
Nope. Okay, next.
Actor.
Category. Actor.
Okay. These are pretty obvious. My favorite nominee, by far, is Steve Carell, just because he got nominated. Followed closely by Benedict Cumberbatch. That was the inevitable nomination. Like, we all knew in the next few years, like, Benedict will be nominated, and one day he will win. He's not going to win this year because Michael Keaton is going to win an Oscar. And he should, because he's alive, and we're very happy for him.
Yes, I'm happy Michael Keaton is alive.
And I'm assuming I'm assuming he's deserving.
Oh, man. He is.
He seems pretty good.
You gotta watch Birdman. You got to watch Birdman.
I'm 10 minutes into it, and
he's gone. Okay, so who are the other nominees?
Bradley Cooper for American Sniper, Benedict Cumberbatch, Michael Keaton, Eddie Redmayne, and Steve Carell.
If I were guessing ranking wise,
Steve Carell's nominated for Foxcatcher.
Yeah.
For Best Actor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Steve Carell has Best Actor nomination.
Thank you, Oscars.
Oscar-nominated actor Steve Carell.
And it was considered a snub that Foxcatcher didn't get a picture nod.
I'm kind of that way, too. Because, again,
Did you see Foxcatcher?
No, haven't watched it yet.
Wait until it
comes. I will when it comes out on DVD.
If they would ever bring it around here.
Yeah, anyway,
if they'd throw it in a theater.
Pensacola had it.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I would have watched it just because
I'm almost positive.
It's very close.
Let's put it this way: Pensacola had Whiplash. I'm pretty sure they had Foxcatcher.
Yeah, they had Mud.
Well, okay.
You watched Beasts of the Southern Wild
in Pensacola.
Gulf Breeze.
Yeah.
No. I watched it in Pensacola. They showed that mess in Pensacola.
Yeah.
Gulf Breeze is what had Whiplash. Okay. So, actor, I mean, this is Michael Keaton. Like, it's Michael Keaton.
I think it's Keaton. Yeah. I think that Cooper is the only other one that could beat him.
I think so, too. For this year, I think that
those
Cooper...
those two, Cumberbatch, Redmayne.
Yeah, Redmayne. Uh-huh.
Well, Redmayne has...
Yeah.
God.
He's won.
I mean, the reviews that he... He won the Globe?
He won the Globe?
For
well,
in
he's
a
playing
drama.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to talk, like, biopic comparisons, Bradley Cooper had it easy.
Yeah,
Bradley
but he
Cooper,
became Chris Scott.
He did. He had to throw on a Southern accent, though. I mean, Eddie Redmayne
and
had
like
to
like 100
full,
pounds
yeah,
of muscle.
He went
right.
opposite McConaughey.
Right.
He
yeah.
put on...
But... It's still going to Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
yeah
I think
it's going to Michael Keaton.
Here's
so
something
happy.
Crazy. Here's
yeah,
something.
Go
back 4 years. Hangover 2 just comes out. If I were to have told you that the next 3 years, that actor would be
Bradley
nominated
Cooper has
for
been nominated
a best
3 years in a row.
Either for best actor or best supporting. 3 years in a row.
But that's almost the trend. You start out as a stupid actor. I mean,
yeah.
McConaughey paved
the way. But what's crazy is Cooper got recognition before McConaughey did. He just hasn't won
that's
yet.
True. But, you know, but it's also, though, like, I mean, that's a thing that happens. Leonardo DiCaprio started as, like, a teen heartthrob on some
yeah.
little, what was it?
Some show.
Not Growing Pains. No, was
yeah,
it Growing
it was.
Pains?
I think it was.
Yeah, Growing Pains, because Family Ties with Michael J. Fox.
But he's been so selective in what he's made.
Well, because he turned into a weirdo. But for a while, which was cool. Like we're
still he
is.
Made well, it's yeah. funny. He made his like heartthrob movies, but they were good movie, like well respected movies.
Yeah, they
like
were
Titanic.
Never.
Yeah,
like
that was the that was
never,
the, that that's the only one I would say he sold out on. He saw the money
okay,
and said,
which
"Here we go."
Also, if
don't
you,
blame him.
Well, if you read what's funny too, though, he did not want to make that movie.
Oh, I'm
James
sure.
Cameron basically like. Kidnapped him and made him make that movie, and he kept trying to give him.
I'm
like,
I bet he's glad he did.
Well, yeah, but he kept trying to like Matt or Leonardo DiCaprio kept trying to like give the character like a limp or some weird tick, and James Cameron was like, "You can't do that." And also Kate Winslet when she. I don't know this much about Titanic. I don't even like that movie very much.
You're kidding
my
movie, Leo.
Yeah,
don't kill my movie, Leo.
But Kate Winslet,
because
she was like obsessed with it. She just had to make this movie. But even like in the casting process, she said, she's like, if you don't cast me, you better cast him. Because apparently he was so good in his audition.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know,
Leo.
That part almost went to Mark Wahlberg, and the part in Boogie Nights almost went to Leonardo DiCaprio.
The difference
but
in
DiCaprio,
their careers would
DiCaprio
have been
flipped and went Titanic and then recommended Wahlberg for Boogie Nights.
That's
see,
crazy.
See, that's what's
Wahlberg
funny
would
because,
not have killed Titanic.
I mean,
that would have not been awesome. I do not believe.
No, because you'd have had
Marky Mark. It's Marky Mark.
That movie would have known.
Marky Mark
okay.
was sauce.
Marky Mark, another one who.
That's
got
what
it
I was
together.
About to say. He started
oh, yeah.
out as Vanilla Ice 2.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's like, just.
But, okay. At the height of both of their heartthrob days, they made Basketball Diaries. A fantastic movie. You ever seen that?
I have not.
They're it's about like a group of teenage boys who play basketball but then get into drugs pretty big. Oh, it is a freaking fantastic movie.
Well, that's
funny.
What I'm saying. Mark Wahlberg made not a critically acclaimed film, Fear.
I love Fear.
It is so good though.
But he made another movie, I think maybe his first movie that flew kind of under the radar, but called Renaissance Man with Danny DeVito. It's pretty good.
Don't know that one.
It's a pretty good movie.
I just know that he was Dirk Diggler in Boogie Nights.
He was Dirk Diggler. But then you combine the two in The Departed and look what you get.
And that's still that is the weirdest concept for a movie that became critically acclaimed.
The Departed or Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights.
Okay. All right, actress. I don't know this year. Okay, let me read them out. Marion Cotillard.
I bet I haven't seen one of them. Go.
Yo, you've seen one. I know you have.
I have not seen one. Marion Cotillard for 2 Days, 1 Night. Nobody knows. Felicity Jones for Theory of Everything. Strong chance for Felicity Jones this year. Julianne Moore, Still Alice, which is about a woman who gets onset or early onset Alzheimer's.
Of course.
So she has a good chance. And also, Julianne Moore has received like 50
she's
nominations.
Win this year. She's never won. She's gonna win.
She's got a disease. She's gonna win.
Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl.
Ah, okay.
And Reese Witherspoon for Wild. I have not seen a single one of these movies. I'm like, give it to Julianne Moore. I like her.
Rosamund Pike wins the award for different reasons.
I say she needs to win it.
She wins the award for making me physically hate a character. The most hated character of the year.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
And that is... I hated her more than I hated J.K. Simmons.
Oh, I didn't hate J.K. Simmons.
I didn't hate J.K.
I loved J.K. Simmons.
I was halfway rooting for J.K. Simmons.
I mean, there was part of me that wanted him to win.
Wait a minute. Okay, never mind.
Go ahead. Now, Julianne Moore is going to win.
It didn't even hit me until now that Teller didn't get them.
Nope.
I mean, when
I kind of get
it. When I look at the other nominees, I'm not mad about it. And Teller will do a movie that's like his movie. It'll happen. This is a little too small to be his huge Oscar movie, but he'll have one. I'm not worried about him.
Well, that's,
Young De Niro is going to be fine.
Okay,
it kind of split the... Because you got him and Simmons, it kind of split the performance.
Right.
And Simmons chewed up so much of the scene.
Out of the two of them, I give the nomination to Simmons.
Well, that's the thing. You were focused on him.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of felt... What Miles Teller was going through, you were focused.
It's like you were seeing it through Miles Teller's eyes. Okay, so actress, who's our pick? I pick Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore's going to win.
I guess so.
Although, just for looks, I'm going Cody Hart.
Really? She's a pretty lady.
We want to talk about characters we hate. I can start a conversation with Marion Cotillard.
Several.
I don't know. See,
two great movies.
I kind of like Maul too. She was fascinating. She was fascinating.
Stupid. She was fascinating. She was fascinating. She's
fascinating.
She was
like a train wreck.
I'm the kind of person though. No, I'm the kind of person who likes terrible characters because I'm interested in them as characters, so it doesn't bother me that I hate them.
Well, I'm the same way. I hate the characters, good thing that I hate the characters.
Yeah, but no, what he
because
said
they're good.
He watches Breaking Bad and he likes Skyler White.
I haven't seen Breaking Bad. I don't know that.
No, now, but that's what he's saying.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, good.
No, that's not always true.
Because in
Mad Men, I hate Pete with my whole heart and soul.
Everybody hates Pete, though.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I hate Pete because he's also
smart,
weak and measly. No, but he is smart at the same time. I don't know. I hate him. Okay, but smarmy. But this is coming from the guy who
smarmy
who kind of likes Dolores Umbridge. So, you know.
Oh, okay. See, I hated her performance. Man, I hate Dolores Umbridge.
I love Dolores Umbridge.
I'm also
glad you got taken off by the centaurs. But I enjoyed watching her. She was just hilarious and insane.
All right, supporting actor, is that next?
Yep.
Go
Simmons.
Ahead.
Duvall, Hawk, Simmons. Norton, Ruffalo, Simmons. A good group of actors.
Oh,
regardless of their movies,
group.
These are fantastic actors. But yes, 100% Simmons. And I think Simmons is going to win.
Simmons is going to win. Edward Norton being the only one I think that could steal it. He's good. He's good,
but
and that goes along with my Birdman block vote theory. If they just go Birdman down the ballot... That may wind up happening. But I think Simmons is true.
They did do McConaughey and Leto last year.
Yeah.
So.
I'll be so mad. This is the one that I'll be mad if Simmons doesn't win. With no disrespect to the other actors.
No.
Because they're very good.
The only person that could win and I'm not mad is Robert Duvall. Just for sentimental reasons. And plus, he's fantastic in The Judge.
He got nominated for The Judge.
Oh, he's awesome in The Judge.
Yeah, he was the thing about that movie that got really good reviews.
Yeah.
I fast forwarded through it and I saw kind of the gist of it, but
okay. You need to. I'll tell you, it makes me talk to you.
Really?
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Actress in a supporting role, Patricia Arquette from Boyhood. I don't know who that is, besides the fact that she's the
Little
actress
Nikki.
From Boyhood.
She was in Little Nicky. She was Ghost Whisperer. No. Yeah. No. She was on one of them CBS shows.
I don't have a clue. So Patricia Arquette for Boyhood. Laura Dern for a while. I like Laura Dern. She's a... I randomly, I just like her and think she's been in. Keira Knightley. I'm always a fan of Keira Knightley. Emma Stone. Yes. I'm always fan of Emma Stone. And my favorite, even though I mean, not for this year, but is Meryl Streep. We know how I feel about Meryl Streep.
How did she sneak in again? I'm so tired of this.
Okay. We need to have a brief. We need to have a brief.
She was in the movie. So,
yeah.
She was in
the movie. We need to have a brief conversation about Meryl Streep. This is the first year ever that people got mad that Meryl Streep got an Oscar. No. Last year, people got mad. Okay.
Me got mad.
Majority population. Last year, people were mad she got an Oscar nomination a little bit. For August Osage County. I wasn't mad. I wasn't mad at all. She was brilliant in August Osage County. She was brilliant in Into the Woods, but it comes down to this. Is there a chance she's going to win for Into the Woods? No. No, like, there's not a chance that she's going to win for Into the Woods. Now, I loved her in Into the Woods. That was one of my favorite movies of the year. That will be on my best picture list. I understand why it's not. I'm not saying it should be for them, but I love that movie. But Meryl Streep, as fantastic as she was, really, Emily Blunt was better in that movie. But Meryl Streep did what she does. She just was brilliant. And now we're seeing a little backlash from that, though. People are mad because they're pointing out other actresses who have a better, who they say were more deserving.
That woman could direct 303 and get nominated for Best Actress. I am so sick of her. I am. Ugh.
I feel as though when neither have you have seen enough Meryl Streep.
I can agree with that, but if she would do a role that was, I mean, out there, and I mean challenging. I don't mean one where she's Margaret Thatcher. I'm talking modern stuff. No. I can't do Margaret Thatcher. I can't do Sausage County.
Because you don't like a specific type of movie does not mean that she is not deserving of the Oscar nomination for that movie. If you saw Margaret Thatcher, that was one of... And I went into that movie rooting against her because I was all for Viola Davis and Help that year. When I saw The Iron Lady, I left that movie thinking, that might be the best acting job I've ever seen in my entire life. I cannot explain. I'm not kidding. As far as, have I ever seen an actress do a better job? And you, neither of you have seen the movie.
I haven't.
You cannot judge a movie you have not seen. I mean, I do it all the time, but you cannot do it.
Oh, I do it every year for the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I mean, because it's a different type of acting. It's not just like emotionally. Like, she physically becomes another person. In the same way that Daniel Day-Lewis does with Lincoln. She is the female equivalent of Daniel Day-Lewis.
But the difference is, Daniel Day-Lewis makes a movie once every 5 years at most. And so it's just not an oversaturation of Daniel Day. Or else he would have the same backlash.
Let's put it this way. I'm not mad at Meryl Streep for any of this.
That man learned to write with his left foot.
Kaboom.
I ain't never seen Dingo Ate Your Baby write with her left foot.
Listen, right now Colby is pouring Coke in a wine glass like he's trying to drink his pain away.
Don't compare the greatest actor of all time to the greatest actress of all time.
No,
I can't deny it. And I've seen several Meryl Streep movies. And she's very good. But like I said, you know, Tom Hanks is one of my favorite actors. But if he was nominated every single year, I would also get sick of Tom Hanks.
Right. Here is my one argument. I can't help it. Here's my one argument regarding Meryl Streep. She doesn't have a type. That's what's interesting about her.
I ain't got no type.
No, but there's never like a... There's never... You never hear of a... I mean, you can hear it all and be like, yeah, Meryl Streep would do awesome with that. But there's not like a Meryl Streep type role. She can do anything. So she does a role and it's like different than anything she's ever done before. Because she can do that. She keeps breaking new territory for herself.
Here's how she would win me over. Fast forward back to 2012. If she were to have played Jennifer Lawrence's part in Silver Linings Playbook, That would be what I would consider me saying the woman has no limits. She can do whatever.
Are we okay. in the psychosphere right now?
I was about to say, like, I mean, can we...
Okay.
That makes it...
I get what you're saying. I agree. If she would do, like, an out there, if she would have been Gone Girl... That's a stretch. Okay.
Yeah, I know the age is a...
I was going to say, I mean, restrictions. She's 60,
age is a... Yes, it's a big factor. But you could do crazy things at 60 years old.
Y'all did not see August Osage County.
I am not watching August Osage County.
I don't care, but that... Actually, both of y'all would be more interested in it than you think you would be. That one plays a crazy pill addict who is the worst mother of all time. I mean, it's... It's a... crazy role. This stuff she has to do. Julia Roberts tackles her. They get in like a full-on fist fight.
You know what my favorite... You know what my favorite Meryl Streep movie is?
Series of Unfortunate Events?
It's Complicated.
I have not seen that.
It's funny.
I'll take a Series of Unfortunate Events for 500, Alex.
That's a close number two. My favorite Meryl Streep movie is Iron Lady. That's my favorite Meryl Streep movie. I love that movie. That's an amazing movie. Anyway... All right, but I believe...
Oh, she was... Okay, you know what? Scrap. She was fantastic in The Manchurian Candidate.
She was really fantastic. I saw that recently.
That is such a great movie.
That's a movie that really flew under the radar, but that's an amazing...
You need to watch it.
You'll love it.
Denzel,
it's Homeland.
Oh, okay.
Movie.
I like it better than I liked Homeland.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, first supporting actress... Everyone says Patricia Arquette's going to win. Sure, I'll go with that.
All right.
Good job, Patricia. Congratulations.
Atta girl.
Animated film.
I can say that I've not seen any of these, so I've really seen
three of them, and the other two nobody else has seen either.
So the two you haven't seen were Big Hero 6 and The Box Trolls?
Nope.
I unfortunately
saw The Box Trolls. That was a weird movie. That was a really, really, really weird movie.
Was that the one? Big Eyes?
Del Toro make that? Big Eyes is a live action film.
What am I thinking? Amy Adams.
You're thinking of the other weird movie that came out this year. The one about the Day of the Dead, Book of Life. Was that it?
That doesn't look good. But I know somebody who said it's actually really good. I don't know. Anyway, nominations are not the Lego Movie, not the Lego Movie, not the Lego Movie, not the Lego Movie, and not the Lego Movie.
I think Transformers should get nominated in those categories.
Yes. I mean, practically. There are far more robots than humans, so... the nominations are... I'm not even going to talk about the Lego Movie, because it's just... It's a moot point at this point. Big Hero 6, Box Trolls, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Song of the Sea, and The Tale of Princess Kaguya. K-A-G-U-Y-A. I don't know what that is. Okay.
Is that Hiro? Hiru? What's his name?
No, it's not Miyazaki.
Okay.
I thought you were about to say Hiroshima.
That's not Miyazaki. It might be...
famous animator Hiroshima?
It might be...
No, it's Nagasaki.
It might be by his studio, Studio Ghibli. But I don't know. He did not direct it. He directed last year's... One of the nominees for last year, which was absolutely brilliant.
Exactly.
The Wind Rises. Yes. That was brilliant. Okay. How to Train Your Dragon 2, I assume, is gonna win out of these. I saw Big Hero 6, I liked it. It was good. Box Trolls was so weird. How to Train Your Dragon 2 was fantastic, I have to say.
Have not seen any of these. But I will say that if Lego Movie had the title Pixar appear before it, there's no way it doesn't get nominated for Best Picture.
I don't know. The last few have not been nominated. Monsters University was not nominated, and I love Monsters University.
Yeah, the Lego Movie was better reviewed than any of those.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that is true. Lego Movie, which I think we can look for Inside Out to just, like, win the Best Picture next year. And I'm fine with it. I'm pretty interested.
It looks awesome.
What is it?
That's the new Pixar, and it looks hilarious.
Voice actors. Amy Poehler, Bill Hader, Lewis Black, Mindy Kaling, Phyllis from The Office.
Luis Guzman. I don't think he's in it.
Luis Guzman.
All right. Cinematography. I don't care. But Birdman, Grand Budapest, Ida, Mr. Turner, Unbroken.
I could give one, two,
meet me outside.
About three directors.
Okay, wait, which one is this?
Cinematography.
Okay, this isn't best director.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, okay, here, all right. Interstellar is the one that we're all going like, why isn't it on here, I believe. Question is, though, with Interstellar and cinematography, I understand that a lot of it wasn't CGI, but then a lot of it was CGI.
A lot less of it was CGI than was for Gravity the year before.
Did Gravity win cinematography?
I believe so.
Probably. People are really mad at Interstellar for reasons we don't understand.
People are mad at Christopher Nolan.
Why? Why are people... What did he do to them?
And thus we get to why I hate the
Oscars. By making good movies?
He's too British. Exactly.
There is no such thing as too British at the Oscars.
I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't...
What did he do? People...
I'm telling you, he's made somebody mad.
People, I think people don't take him seriously because at the Oscars, they still consider him the guy who made Batman movies. Even though the Batman movies are amazing and considered one of the best trilogies just in film of all time, people just don't take him seriously because he made superhero movies.
And that Birdman, likely to win best director and best picture. All
right.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I get why, but... You get my point.
Oh, I get it.
Okay, cinematography. I don't know what Ida or Mr. Turner are, even a little bit. Like, I don't have the slightest clue either.
I think Birdman's going to win. I would say Unbroken is a dark horse. Unbroken looked fantastic.
Grand Budapest looks pretty cinematographic.
Yeah. Birdman is done in one continuous take.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give it to Birdman because also a lot of times, like with Gravity last year, it just like... It slipped everything except Best Picture.
Yeah.
You know? And Actress.
Yeah, I love that. And it's like, winner of 6 Academy Awards.
Not Best Picture.
And Best Director was the only one that somewhat mattered.
I know. What was it that did that the year, had done that a previous year? There was a big one. There was something that it won every technical award.
Oh, Life of Pi.
Life of Pi won every... It was like it won like the most Oscars because it won all the technical Oscars.
Sick to my stomach.
Life of freaking... Actually, kind of like that movie.
I want to see it. Costume design. So there's no part of me that can care, but I'm going to give it to Grand Budapest Hotel.
What else is nominated?
Inherent Vice, Into the Woods, Maleficent, and Mr. Turner. What is Mr. Turner? Look up Mr. Turner. Yeah.
Why they need to do? They need to do like best trailer awards.
Yes.
Well, Prometheus would win every year,
even though it was only there for one. Okay. Speaking of trailers, have y'all seen the trailer for the new Poltergeist?
No. There's a new Poltergeist.
And so like it's about to be like released.
I'm terrified.
Mr. Turner, an exploration of the last quarter century of the great if eccentric British painter J.M.W. Turner's life.
I can't say anything until I see it. There's a strong potential I like it.
There's no part of me that wants to see this.
There's no part of me that wants to see it.
Sounds like a good movie. It's a good pick by the Academy.
Budapest's gonna win.
Budapest will win.
Into the Woods could win.
Agreed.
What is this award for?
Costume design. No Hobbit nomination.
In anything, correct?
Period.
That's that year. The year.
I don't know. I was a little ill with the year myself.
The Iron Lady won for best makeup, going up against. What was it? The Hobbit was one. Harry freaking Potter was the other.
Part
one.
Two.
They covered up Ralph Fiennes' nose. It wasn't there. Some of it's CGI, but they covered it up mostly.
I don't know.
I mean,
they made Meryl Streep look 100 years old.
Yeah, like
she's halfway there.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not like Ralph Fiennes has half a nose.
It's not like...
By this point. Okay, anyway.
He's in Grand Budapest.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what...
That's what drawing you.
Yeah.
Ralph Fiennes is... And the next one is the one we actually really, really care about. Director. Director nominations are interesting. One is... And I've always kind of liked when this happens. By like, I mean I'm confused. When somebody is nominated for Best Director... And then the movie is not nominated for Best Picture. To me, those awards are almost interchangeable. I'm confusing, like, how you can have one and it not be... I mean, I guess because a lot of it's dependent on the actors and the other people, but that all still kind of comes down to the director.
Right. Well, yeah, but you could take it like... This movie should not have been as good as it was, but you made it way better than we thought it could have been.
Well, and
i.e. Boyhood. Whereas you take something like Birdman, where it's like the concept from the beginning is fantastic, and it's just like you just have to be decent at your job to get this thing done.
Yeah. And it comes down to also a 12 Years of Slave Gravity situation. And I didn't see 12 Years, like I've said 50 times now, but.
John David has never seen 12 Years of Slave.
I'm sure that by their own merits.
I've never seen Gladiator.
I'm sure that by their own merits, both of those could deserve a Best Director by their own merits. But at the end of the day, like, one guy created outer space and one guy directed people on land. And those are just...
Apples and oranges.
It is. It's apples and oranges. Now... I'll say this. If Curon...
I got something to say.
If Curon can win for Gravity, and Nolan is not nominated for Interstellar, even I see the problem. Now, and here's the deal. Because there's a big difference between screenplay and director.
The man, Alfonso Curon, created space quite nicely. Christopher Nolan created a different space.
He created other worlds and other dimensions at the same time.
He made us not trust Ben Affleck. Matt Damon.
False. Yeah, there we go.
You didn't trust Ben Affleck to begin with.
I never trusted Ben Affleck. I didn't trust Casey Affleck either.
Who's going to win director?
Whichever one. I'm going with flip-flop.
Who should win? Richard Linklater. Who probably is going to win Inarritu.
Oh, I never said the guy who was nominated, I didn't read off the nominations. The one who's nominated who did not get a Best Picture nomination is Foxcatcher. Bennett Miller for Foxcatcher got a Best Director nomination. It's interesting.
He got his actor guy acting.
Best Supporting Actor. And I believe a screenplay. We'll find out soon.
His actor didn't get...
No. Steve Carell, Best Actor. Mark Ruffalo, Best Supporting Actor.
Best Director. And I think Best Screenplay. But no, and yet no Best Picture.
Tatum and no Best Picture, huh?
Yeah, Tatum got, like, serious acclaim for this role. Yeah.
I mean, the movie's kind of mostly about him.
I don't like Channing Tatum for reasons that aren't his fault. So, I'm okay with it. It's nothing against him personally. It's against all the people who love him.
I was against Step Up Channing Tatum. I'm for new Channing Tatum, who's taking on better roles.
New Tatum.
I will not see
Jupiter Ascending.
I will.
It did not get good reviews. It got real bad reviews.
I got to watch it.
You know, but I liked Speed Racer. Did you see Speed Racer?
No, and that's the only one I haven't seen.
It was pretty good.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, really fun. I watched Cloud Atlas, and I loved it, and everybody hated it.
I'm still going to watch Cloud Atlas.
It's really good. I really liked it. I mean, and I've seen The Matrix. Kind of like that one. I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, man. I love The Matrix.
It was only like number 3 on my list last week or whatever. Number 4.
All right. So, directing, I'm going to give it a Linklater. I think it goes to Linklater.
I give it the Linklater. I give Best Picture to Birdman.
I think it's going to be combo.
It'll be Wes Anderson and Grand Budapest those awards.
And you'll see a TV go flying through a window.
Maybe it'll go to Bennett Miller just for fun.
I put too much stock into these awards.
I know, I do too. And I'm so torn, and I feel like it's so important that I know who's going to win before it happens.
This year, Best Actor goes to... not Steve Carell.
No, goes to Mark Wahlberg for Transformers, whatever, Age of Extinction.
46 and a half.
All right, documentary. Citizen 4, Finding Vivian Mayer, Last Days in Vietnam, The Salt of the Earth, and Virunga.
Citizen 4 is the only one I know really anything about.
What is that?
That's the WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
I'll give it to that one then.
Yeah.
That sounds topical.
It looks pretty good. I watched the trailer. I tried to find it online, but you can't rent it yet.
All right, Citizen Four, you win. Cool. I mean, we're...
You win the Why I Hate the Oscar Award.
All right. Oh, okay. Wait, now is when we really care about documentary short. Yes. How do we get nominated for... Okay, we can make a Bonifay documentary in about 2 days.
They already did that. We can't do that.
No. That was Vernon.
No, somebody made a homemade Bonifay documentary. Oh, you got to watch this. It's on YouTube.
Done.
It is freaking... fantastic.
All right, documentary short. Crisis Hotline, Veterans Press 1. That's the name of documentary. Joanna, Our Curse, The Reaper, La Parca, White Earth.
La Parca. Wait, did you just say La Parca?
The Reaper, parentheses, La Parca.
It translates to the parka. It's about rain.
I found my new favorite movie the other day. Das Boot.
Das Boot?
It means the boat in Spanish. Never seen it. I want to. Das Boot.
We should watch it together.
Yes, Das Boot.
All right, documentary short. I'm giving it to Crisis Hotline because I like the title.
I'm giving it to La Parca. No reason.
I like the title of Crisis Hotline. Okay. Veterans Press 1. Film editing. American Sniper, Boyhood, Grand Budapest, Imitation Game, Whiplash. I like Whiplash as much as the next guy, and I think that it had great film editing. Wait. Film editing didn't go to... Well, I guess there wasn't a lot of editing involved in...
No, Bird there Man. Was. It was harder.
Oh, I would think it would be really, really
because
hard.
Because it has to be, like, transparent. You can't tell.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not one shot, but it looks like one shot. That's the hard part of the editing. See, and to me, like, American Sniper in that category, it's got to be pretty tricky.
I think American Sniper's going to win.
Okay.
That's a hard... Yep. I think
American Sniper's going to win. I think Boyhood could win.
Because that's a lot of shooting, and then...
Whiplash should win.
Yeah.
Just to give Whiplash an award. Well, J.K. Simmons is going to win an award. I don't know, but Whiplash had some editing.
Now. Oh, yeah, there's some tricky edits there.
I want to give it to Whiplash. Okay, here we go. Foreign language film. Whoop, whoop.
Yes, Lord.
Ida from Poland. Directed by... This will be a fun game. Paweł Pawlikowski. That is, and Powell is Pawel. Leviathan from Russia.
I've heard of this one.
I have two. Directed by Andre.
Oh, Andre 3000.
Andre. Okay. Let's try to pronounce this. This is how his name is spelled. Z V Y A G I N T S E V.
Zvakinstiv.
Yep. Tangerines from Estonia. Directed by Zaza. Yuru Shades. That is U R U S H A D Z E.
Dan Smith.
Timbuktu.
Documentary on BYU.
Wait. Okay, I didn't even know this country existed. Mauritania, Mauritania. Anyone ever heard of Mauritania? I'm probably saying that very wrong.
I went there last weekend.
Okay. Directed by, I can't say this dude's first name.
Nice place to take a kid.
Abderrahmane.
Oh, that's easy.
Abderrahmane.
It's Abderrahmane.
Where? Like,
Sisasko.
It's Abderrahmane.
Let's go back to the best shorts. And I want to know why.
I give it to Pharrell for the Grammys last night.
He had some nice shorts. But I'm talking about the Lincoln MKC commercials. Where's that guy?
Yeah.
Because that dude needs to make movies.
That's a big move. I just feel like it was Cary Fukunaga, true detective director.
All right, last one for foreign language film is Wild Tales from Argentina, directed by Damien Zifron.
Damien.
There we go. I'm going to give it to Leviathan or Ida. Because I've heard of those.
I think Ida's going to win. I would pick Leviathan, even though I've never seen either.
Makeup and hairstyling. Foxcatcher, because they made Steve Carell look like Steve Carell. Grand Budapest Hotel, because they made Tilda Swinton look 100,000 years old. And Guardians of the Galaxy.
That ain't very hard.
Guardians, my pick.
I give them Guardians.
We'll always pick the superhero film.
Well, they had some stuff.
I mean, they made...
They had to make Michael Rooker blue.
They made like that sassy elf. They Lee Pace, that's his name. He will forever be sassy elf queen in my mind.
Awesome. I really like him.
I do too.
We'll get to that later.
He's also from a show.
Different episode.
He's also from a show I've always wanted to see but never seen called Pushing Daisies. Always wanted to see that show.
Never saw it.
I think it's on Netflix.
I believe.
It used to be.
I don't know. It used to be.
All right. Music. Original score. Lord, there's still several categories.
Lord, go ahead, give it to
do
me.
Do we have
go
to? Ahead. Okay. Right, original me. Score. Budapest, Imitation Game, Interstellar.
About dang.
Mr. Turner, Theory of Everything.
I'm bleeping that just because it's about bleep
time. Just for fun.
Too old for this.
I wanted to go to Interstellar because that score made me die.
I mean, Theory of Everything is going to win it.
Just for fun.
No idea why.
Just for kicks.
It's British.
If Interstellar wins, that'll be the Academy saying, we like Hans Zimmer, but we don't like Christopher.
Okay. Music. Original song. Number one. Everything is Awesome from the Lego Movie. Everything is Awesome gets nominated for Best Song, and the Lego Movie doesn't get nominated for Best Picture.
Everything is Awesome.
Go through the rest of them.
Glory from Selma.
That's the one with John Legend. And commenting, right?
Yeah, I have. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that song. Grateful from Beyond the Lights. I don't know what that is. I've heard of Beyond the Lights. I don't know what it is, but I've heard of it. I'm Not Going to Miss You from Glenn Campbell. I'll Be Me.
He was nominated for a Grammy.
He won a Grammy. Did he? This is a terrible question. Did he die?
No.
Did he die recently? He's been getting a lot of attention, so I always wonder if he died, if that happened.
It seems like he did.
Kind of seems like he died. I like Glenn Campbell. I've always liked Glenn Campbell.
I ain't got a problem with him.
Yeah.
Lost Stars from Begin Again. Makes I heard sense. That's a really good movie. I didn't see it, but I heard it's really
Begin
good.
Begin Again.
Mark Ruffalo.
Begin Again.
And Keira Begin Knightley. From the director of Once.
Oh.
Upon a Time.
I need to look up this song because Falling Slowly is one of my favorite of all time.
Yeah. The song is not from people who wrote the songs from Once.
Still.
Okay. Production design.
Glory's gonna win.
I want everything.
Could win, Everything is Awesome.
I'd be happy if it did.
I would.
Production design. Do we care?
What are the
I'll read them. Great Budapest, Imitation, Interstellar, Into the Woods, Mr. Turner. They vote Interstellar, I vote Into the Woods. Okay.
Budapest will win.
But as far as what you want.
I firmly believe
that's not what I want. I think it's what's going to happen.
I kind of think Budapest maybe should win. If you think of a movie of that.
It's just kind of like everything that should be like a normal color is purple. That's all I can
say. And if the world were a toy house.
That's true, but I mean, that's whatever.
An animated short film. The big picture.
That's always my... Okay. That category right there, when they show that, I am like, what am I watching?
Okay. Short film, I'm sorry. The bigger picture. The Dam Keeper. That is D-A-M. Like the river.
I'm believing that too.
It's okay.
The Dam Keeper.
Feast.
Damn
with Patrick Osborne.
Yep.
Who's Patrick Osborne? Do I know that?
That would be Ozzy's son.
I feel like I do know the name.
He said Ozzy's son, I said Norman's brother.
Okay.
Like how we were all the same wavelength.
Me and My Moulton. Single Life. Me, Moulton. That's Moulton. It sure is.
What?
Short film, live action. Aya, Boogaloo, and Graham.
That gets it.
Butter Lamp.
I want to watch it.
Which is in its original language, La Lampe et Beru de Yak. I'm pretty sure I just butchered that. Parvane. P-A-R-V-A-N-E-H. Parvane. Yep. The names make me think it's Jewish. I don't know, though.
That's
or Israeli, not Jewish. No, the names, the last names.
No soup for you.
The Phone Call. Uh-huh.
I'm hoping that... I want Boogaloo and Graham to win.
I'm
just because I
want to
hear Matthew McConaughey say, Boogaloo and Graham.
True. I also kind of want to hear him say Butter Lamp. Yeah.
Well, we'll hear him say them either way.
He's nominated this year.
Shows him in his...
Aya. Or Vanna.
Yes, he has to be a presenter this year because he's not getting anything. So.
Oh, no, but he'll present Best Actress.
Actress, yeah.
Because he won Best Actor. Who won Best Best Actress last year? How do I not remember?
Yeah, Blanchett. All
right. Sound mixing. Okay. I have, after trying to run a soundboard for the musical I'm directing, I have a lot of respect for these people.
They get paid to do it. I don't have any respect for them, whatever.
Respect? Well, I get paid to teach, and I still have respect for me. Because I get paid to do something doesn't mean that it's not respectful.
Well. Is Interstellar in there? I don't care if it's
Yeah, it is.
Good.
American Sniper, Birdman, Interstellar.
It almost shouldn't win. It kind of drowns out.
Unbroken, Whiplash.
American Sniper, Whiplash.
I'm going Whiplash. I'm Team Whiplash. Visual effects, Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Colby, save. Save. Colby hates that movie.
That's so weird to me. I would have thought...
We'll discuss it on a later day.
Probably on the floaties.
Yes.
No. Well, if it's on there.
All right. 1,000% my personal pick, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Hey, let's listen to this list. Captain America, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Guardians of the Galaxy, Interstellar, X-Men Days of Future Past. Thank you for getting it right when it comes to a list that actually has to do with visual effects instead of being like, there was one movie that had like...
yeah.
The
Theory of Everything.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for...
We made a PowerPoint.
No, but it's like you gave us five movies that
I'm cool
used.
With it.
Actually had a lot of really good
I want
effects.
Interstellar. Other than Interstellar, I would say Dawn.
I say Dawn.
The best.
Andy Serkis
I say
is not
Dawn.
Getting nominated for an Oscar.
Okay. Original screenplay.
I.
Here we go. Sniper.
Obviously.
What? No.
Yes, nominated.
Original?
Yeah.
No, that's adapted.
That's adapted. I'm sorry. This is adapted.
Say,
this is adapted.
Book.
Okay, this is adapted. Imitation Game.
Wait, which one are we doing?
This is adapted.
Okay.
Okay.
American Sniper, Imitation Game, Inherent Vice, Zachary's favorite.
Right.
What?
Theory of Everything, and Whiplash, because it's based on a short film.
Yeah, made by the same guy last year.
I obviously am on Team Whiplash, and actually think that Whiplash has a strong
chance. Where is Gone
winning.
Girl at? Why
yeah,
is that not on?
That was considered a big snub this year.
Yeah, I can sit, and I'm not 100% sold on that movie, because it was a weird one, but... Yeah, I definitely...
Say.
Later, yeah.
Okay,
definitely.
Original screenplay.
Okay, adapted. What do you think is going to win?
I think Whiplash has a strong chance.
I don't.
I'm cool with that.
I mean, I want it to, but I don't think so.
How did the other options?
I say almost.
I think
American
it's going to be... I was going
to... No,
I say that,
no.
but this is... This
out of all of them?
It will not be American Sniper.
It's my wild card.
Really?
I don't think so. I haven't seen American Sniper, but I don't think so. My gut tells me no. Imitation Game has a strong possibility. So does Theory of Everything. I just wouldn't be surprised if it goes to Whiplash. That's a movie that really relies on the screenplay and only this. Like it's... It's a bit of a writer's movie.
I take that back. I'll go with Theory of Everything.
You think I'll go to Theory of Everything?
I think Whiplash is going to win.
I do too.
And I'm really cool with that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, that's the type of award that'll often get it. The smaller film, you know. Okay, original screenplay. Birdman.
I don't think it's going to win.
Boyhood.
Not going to win.
Foxcatcher. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Will win.
Nightcrawler.
Should win.
Finally gets a nomination.
Should win.
Absolutely.
Snub of the Year with Gyllenhaal not being nominated.
Thank
but
you.
We'll save that for a later
Thank
date.
You. Thank
I did
you.
Not see Nightcrawler. I wanted to see Nightcrawler.
You're
going to
watch it. It's so good.
Okay.
It's good.
I'm going to watch it.
You're going to watch it.
That was a threat.
You're
okay.
Apparently you're going to watch this, John.
You're
going
to watch it.
So Nightcrawler is on that list. So that's its only nomination. But at least that's like a solid nomination.
Yeah.
That's like a really well...
not best car chase scene. You know, some random...
It kind of... It might want to...
Yeah, sound editing, you know. So I don't have a clue for this one, really, because I have not
Budapest
seen any...
Budapest will win. Because Boyhood will not win. I'll tell you that right now. Boyhood will not win this.
Okay.
I don't think Birdman will, because it's not about... It's not about the script. It's about the whole spectacle.
Right.
Wes Anderson movies are chock full of dialogue.
That's true.
That's
has
the reason
he won
it
an
wins.
Oscar? I don't think he has.
I don't know.
They're giving him close.
I want to say he got a writer's nod for Moonrise Kingdom.
I think he was nominated for Tenenbaums, but
I don't think he won though.
Nuh-uh. I'll let you know.
There's a strong chance he wins. Budapest, because this is a polarizing director, but he's won over apparently a lot of people with Budapest.
He was nominated for Best Original Screenplay for Tenenbaums, for Best Original Screenplay for Moonrise Kingdom.
Okay.
And Animated Feature of the Year for...
Yep. Fantastic Mr. Fox. Yeah. Great movie, by the way. I've said that before, too. One
of his only ones I have not seen.
It's really good. You would like it. It's really weird. Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably give it to Budapest or Foxcatcher. That Foxcatcher is the type of movie that can take it home. But I'm going to give it to Budapest because I still do not believe Budapest is going to clean up into others. And I think that they'll want to give something to Budapest. And I think that something is going to be screenplay.
The same thing they did to Spike Jones last year. They gave him...
Yeah, he went for her, right? Yeah.
I wish they'd give it to Nightcrawler. But
you know, as much as I did not like that movie... I can't be furious that they gave it to him for screenplay for her.
The more I thought, the more I like that movie.
Again, I think that that is a well-made movie. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of truth to the movie Her as well. I think I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And not just, there is some scene, don't watch it. Just don't.
Please don't.
Don't.
If you watched The Master and you were uncomfortable.
Okay, I would take Her back. That's one that I do kind of wish I could unsee.
I would not.
I kind of do.
I regret nothing.
But not only in the parts that are obvious to make you uncomfortable, just the... I was so... this. It's about a guy who dates Siri, and...
It's the most human movie of the year, John Day.
Would I be a person who is desensitized to most movies?
You think... Okay, you watching it by yourself, you're fine.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah.
I watch that in the theater.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't watch anything by myself.
I don't like watching PG movies with other people.
Oh,
for the most part.
You watch it in a movie theater with Jake Engel and John David, and you tell me if you're uncomfortable.
Jake and I were like, we're going to kill ourselves. We have a suicide pact going on right now. We're going to end it all.
Her in theaters?
Yeah, we did.
There was nothing else.
It was either her or...
We wanted to go see a movie. And
Lone Survivor, but... Me and Jake had both already seen Lone Survivor.
And I didn't have that much of a desire. Anyway, that's all the nominations.
Chris Pratt was in Her. How did this get on this?
Chris Pratt was in Her? Yeah. Chris Pratt was in Her.
He is the man of the year for me.
They're trying to make him man of the generation.
He's just the coolest man. He tweeted out a Bible verse the other day. Chris Pratt can't.
Because everybody likes him because he doesn't take himself seriously, but then like he can also do real stuff. But he's the guy that everyone's like, I want to be friends with Chris Pratt. And I do want to be friends with Chris Pratt.
Not exactly your typical Hollywood leading man.
No, he seems a lot like his Parks and Rec character.
I love him on Parks and Rec so much.
He
just like Steve Carell kind of.
He pushed Parks and Rec over the top. I love Parks and Rec now.
Thank you.
I love
Thank
Parks
you.
And Rec.
Isn't it good?
Oh, it is so freaky. If we were to do best TV discoveries of 2014, it probably would be number one.
I love Parks and Rec.
That would probably be my number one too because I've seen it. And,
no, there's one that would take the cake. Obviously.
I know what that would be.
Smelling the second speaker.
That was 2008. It's been a long year, man.
Yeah.
It has been a long year.
It's February.
Okay, things that happened in 2014. Graduated from college. Started teaching the children. That alone.
Yeah.
I graduated from college.
Started living by myself.
You've lived in three different places. None of them your parents' house.
That's fantastic.
As impressive as what that is.
I'm impressed by me. Right now. That has nothing to do with anything. All right.
Nope.
So that's us just kind of going through the Oscars, just whining a lot.
Why we hate them.
Yeah. The big major awards, I'm not that mad at this year.
Nah.
We just had to get this episode out of the way before we before we recorded the floaties, because we just spent an hour and 20 minutes doing this.
Oh, gosh.
And the floaties is going
to
take
two. The floaties is going to be bad. It almost needs to be 5 and 5.
It almost, we may break that into a two-part episode, just because it is going to be 3 hours long.
I don't know how much work you put in, but I know how much work he's put in. And it's the same that I put in. And
don't put in more work than I have, but I will. When are we... whatever. Okay.
Gibble said that.
Yep.
next year's Oscars. I'm calling every award goes to Seventh Son. That's it.
That looks like it could be the worst movie that's been made in a long time.
It
has Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore.
Who's going to win an Oscar?
And Ben Barnes, who is Prince Caspian.
We got a real Norbit situation going on here.
Norbit. I love Norbit.
Okay. Here is to hoping that Kanye West storms the stage and tells everyone.
I would be absolutely okay with it.
Yes.
Christopher Nolan made the best movie of all time.
Wait, who's Neil Patrick Harris is hosting this year.
Yeah.
Hooray. As somebody who has seen him host the Tonys like 4 times, he is a solid host. And I've been waiting for his time to come.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it.
Die alive, never by the hands of a broken heart. That doesn't make any sense. Then it goes, I kid you not, don't want to hear you lie tonight, now that I know who I really are.